And welcome, everybody, to episode 650 of RP Grinders. We hit the little milestone there, Eric. This is Frank. I'm on with Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold will be joining us momentarily. I don't know what's going on with his Skype, but he will be here, hopefully. And then we'll go from there. But anyways, Eric, how was your week, man?
Hot, sticky, and humid.
Yeah. You know,
and lots of raining and thunderstorms.
Yeah, I was talking
half the week.
Yeah, I was talking to Bernie. I was like, I can't remember in all my time living in Denver how like it's been super humid. I can't remember when it's been this humid ever in Denver. So it's been really weird. But anyways, let's get on to the news. We'll blaze through this so we can get through some fun stuff here.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, Weird West has a release date window for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. And, well, thanks, ads, for totally screwing up what I was reading. Weird West is an isometric action RPG with five strange heroes and a weird take on the Wild West, with each the journey that intertwines with the others. The Bounty Hunter, the Pigman, the Protector, the Werewolf, and the One-Earist.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. It's an in-game term, probably. But, anyways, so they'll each have their own story, so I guess there's good replayability at the very least. But it looks like a Diablo-ish clone.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this game last week. There was video of it. Looks actually really fun. I'm actually looking fairly forward to this, Eric, so we'll see how it turns out.
You're thinking of that other game, but
no.
This is...
We talked about
Weird
West.
This is like Borderlands, but if it was the actual West instead of just a wasteland.
Yeah, we talked about this game either last week or the week before, Eric, Weird West. We just didn't have a date on it, but it looks okay. I'm down.
It just says this fall, so like I guess whenever it gets approved.
Okay. All right, that's something to look forward to. Next story coming to us from RPGsite.net. NIS America announces The Cruel King and the Great Hero, set to release in early 2022. A little bit of music there.
They changed the name from the Japanese release, but I forget what it was called, but it was something
It was
else.
Previously The Liar Princess and the Blind Prince.
No, that was the last game they did that was like that.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. So it was called something else, but this is... Okay. This is same makers of The Liar Princess and the Blind Prince. So there you go. Something to look forward to. It's from Nippon. Nippon usually puts out some pretty good stuff, so there you go. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got the Caligula Effect 2 has got a release date, and it's coming out October 19th in North America and October 22nd in Japan. So near simultaneous release is interesting.
Okay.
But I hope this game is much better than the original, because I didn't like the original very much.
Yeah.
And they did a re-release of it later on, but it didn't really fix any of the issues the game had. It just added more content, which doesn't solve the problem of the game.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Anything else on that, Eric?
No.
Okay.
But I'm guessing Europe is the same date as Japan's, because it's a Friday release.
Yeah. Okay, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net as well. Squeenix announces Bravely Default Brilliant Lights for mobile devices. So there you go. It's a 10th anniversary project. No release date or English localization in sight. So there you go. Additionally, Squeenix revealed that Bravely Default series has surpassed 3 million unit sales, which is still not good enough for them. So...
Oh, it definitely is.
No, I know.
They've tuned down.
Yeah, well, I'm making a joke at their expense, Eric. So there you
go. That's kind of old though. They did that years ago.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is Super Robot Wars 30 is coming to Steam globally, which is astonishing because sure, it kind of sucks that there's no mention of console releases, but it, considering the fact there's been a buttload of pre-orders for this already, I'm sure that Bandai will reconsider not trying to acquire the licenses to release the other versions on the other platforms better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else on that?
This, October 28th is the day it comes out.
Okay. That's good news. You know, if you like those mech type stuff, that's Super Robot. Have you played a little bit of Super Robot Wars in the series?
I played OG Gen 1 and 2 on the GBA, but
yeah,
that's like the only other release that the West has got other than Endless Frontier, which is a spinoff game.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. If you're a fan of that series, coming soon. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net, and this is fairly interesting, and I kind of want to talk a little bit about this. Manhunter Truth Quest DLC launches on August 31st for PS5, PlayStation 4, Series X, S, Xbox One, and PC, and it'll be about $15. So, okay, I have Maneater, and I played Maneater, and you probably downloaded the PS Plus version of it, Eric.
It also played on Game Pass.
Yeah. It's a fun game, but it's more of a novelty type game. You know, it's not one of these things that that I think people are clamoring for DLC. So I don't know. I might wait till this goes down to $5 or less on the DLC front before I even decide to get it, but I'm trying to find out the length of it. Doesn't really give you, but it does include what's called a new evolution set, maximum level cap increased to 40. That's actually nice. 5 new organ evolutions with 1 additional organ slot unlocked at level 35, requires DLC ownership. So of course, but it doesn't tell you how long it's going to be. You know, that's usually how I kind of judge DLC. Of course, you know, content-wise, like if it's good, it's good. But I kind of like lengthier DLC if I'm going to pay a little more for it. But that's something to look forward to if you're into Maneater. It's a decent game. It's the controls are not the greatest in the world because you're a shark basically. But there's some interesting mechanics.
And according to this DLC, you'll be able to shoot lasers.
Oh yeah, that's actually kind of cool. Okay. All right, let's see if we can get Breakman back into the fray here. I'm going to try to add Break in here. He's having a hard time. I don't know what's going on. Break, do we have you yet? Not yet, okay. Next story, Eric.
Next story is Nier Automata has got the promised PC patch that will put it in line with the Game Pass version on Windows Store for PC users. It will finally drop on July 15th. So that already happened a day ago.
Yeah.
But yay. Stable frame rate and cutscenes and more, because Square can't port PC games.
Yeah.
They always seem to have problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's a shame.
And it takes them like 5 years to get it fixed.
Yeah. Okay, anything else on that? Is there anything major that we need to know on this?
No.
All right. Can you do the next story as well, Eric, while I try to get Eric on or Break on here?
Okay, so the original Nexomon is coming to consoles. Originally released on the PC, but strangely enough, I didn't hear about Nexomon until the sequel came out, and then came out on everything, and now they're rectifying that mistake of releasing that on consoles first.
Hmm.
But this one definitely looks rougher because of the art style. It's kind of garish.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at it. The art style is a little... Yeah.
It looks a little cheap. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good quality artwork. It just feels like it's a composite game.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Eric. Looking at Freak5's comment, he says, I'm having Long John Silver's for dinner. We don't have any more Long John Silver's here anymore, Freak5, and I love Long John Silver's, man. That's if I'm going to eat greasy shit, then that's high on my list. Yeah, Break, man, I don't know what's going on, man. Something's going on with Break's stuff.
Bacon broke his computer.
Yeah. he didn't do enough Hail Bacons this week, so all right, we'll work on that. But let's go to the next story from rpgsite.net. Roguelike RPG Crown Trick launches for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on August 31st. And there you go. It originally released for the Switch and PC October 2020. You didn't pick this up, did you, Eric?
No.
Okay. I thought maybe by chance you might have.
I don't really cover PC stuff.
No, this is on the Switch.
I never. Yeah. It must still. It's a roguelike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I like roguelikes, but very few do the whole thing well.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
There's only a handful that I actually enjoy playing, and yeah. This isn't one of those games. Yeah.
Free Requiem of Elements DLC is now available for the Switch version, so it adds a new endless game mode alongside new weapon skills and more. It's already available for the PC version. So there's a trailer. It looks okay. I mean, it you know, this is not a gameplay trailer, I don't think, but if that artwork is any indication, if you could kind of think of, I don't know, maybe like Plants vs. Zombies type artwork, but like in a dungeon with magic and stuff, that's what this would be. I mean, I'm with you, Eric. I'm not a big roguelike guy, so it's not up my alley, but maybe it's one of the good ones. I don't know. So there you go. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got Steam Deck, which is Valve's portable PC gaming device.
Yeah.
Gonna cover this. It doesn't have too much on the specs here, but it's gonna have a 7-inch touchscreen like the new Nintendo Switch, the OLED Switch, D-pad, two analog sticks, two trackpads. Which is kind of like the touchpad on the PS4 and the PS5, and four face buttons, and left trigger, left two trigger, and R1 and R2 triggers, and R4 and R5 and L4 and L5 buttons are also on the back of the unit, so they're kind of like the touch buttons on the touchpads at the behind the Vita.
Yeah, I think this is cool. I mean, I have a couple of design issues.
They didn't mention the L3 and R3s because those are like basically standard now.
Yeah. Eric, do you like the placement of the controls at the top of this device, or is that, cause to me that,
I don't know. I'd have to hold it in my hands.
Yeah.
It looks kind of potentially bad idea.
Yeah, I think it's a bad idea, Eric. I mean, it's a cool concept. I like the concept of it.
I think they did it that way, though, so the rest of your hands can hold onto it because it's a little bit heftier than a Switch.
I gotcha. That might be it, but still. Oh, boy. Freak 5, something else.
It
man.
Doesn't say whether or not it has a TV in, because then you could plug it into your TV.
Yeah,
I'll put it to that, and then like you could take it on the go and then just plug it into your TV, no fuss.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. It looks cool. I mean,
there's probably ways to stream your device to a monitor, but like you can't do it. You probably can't do it naturally.
Yeah,
like a Switch.
Yeah, I would say I'm reserved on this. I mean, I'm in the middle, Eric. I think it's a cool concept. The screen looks cool. The device itself looks cool, but the controls at the top, I'm not too keen on that. So, like you said, I'd have to have it in my hand to see.
Here's some of the specs. An AMD CPU. It's a Zen 2 processor. 16 gigabytes of RAM. 64 gigabyte internal storage, and that's the base unit, that's $400.
Jeez.
Then you have to pay $529 for the 256, and it doesn't list the price for the 512 gig.
Wow. So you're but that's
like you could probably just buy the cheapest one and then buy a good SD card.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Like it you does buy, have an SD card yeah. slot.
Another TV viewer is in the chat, so welcome on in. Freakfy says the first fish.
You can install Windows on it, so that means you could probably put emulators and a whole bunch of other stuff on there.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you can do more with that device than a lot of things, Eric. Of course. So, okay, that is the news. No real homie discounts. There's the usual sales on PlayStation and Xbox. I didn't see anything on Nintendo worthwhile. So. We're waiting for Breakman to reboot, so if we have Dear Breakman, we'll get that when he comes back. Therefore, let's do this.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Eric.
I think Freak's implying that you might be Cthulhu.
Oh, he says the first fish to leave the oceans grew legs and tried to get away from Frank trying to fight. Wow, Freak 5. Wow. Dude... Wow, I'm not even gonna comment on that. Okay, that's why I threw up an exile sign earlier. All right, Eric, what you got? What you been playing?
Been playing more Pokemon Ultra Sun. Finished it. There is post game content, but I don't want to get to it right now, so I'll do it later.
Uh huh.
And so I popped in Monster Hunter Stories and started playing that. So I've been playing at that every little bit at work, and I got through Nier Automata. And I got the platinum. So
awesome!
Not platinum, the max gamer score. I've been playing the Xbox version.
Oh, good.
And that's all I've really been playing, other than a little bit of Skyward Sword HD today, which I wanted to play all day today, which is why I took today off. But I. Had to finish up getting that max gamer score on the year first.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I played and beat Final Fantasy VII Remake. So that's all that I've been playing during the week. So I did finish it, and I will have a review right about now.
RP Grinders reviews.
Eric, I'm going to hold off on yours because yours is one of the same as mine. So for the first time in RP Grinders history, there will be a review for a series, a movie, and a video game all in the same segment. So I was looking through, and not one time has any one of us did all three, Eric. So without further ado... I'm going to do it. So the first thing I'm going to review is the show Loki. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to watch it. If you haven't, you want to tune out now. Now's your warning. I'm not going to do major spoilers because, you know, I'm not into that. But Loki was quite good. I enjoyed the series. I do have a few little minor quibbles with it. And one medium quibble. The medium quibble that I have with it is they've kind of dumbed down Loki. In the series, they made him not nearly as important as Loki should be. So that was like my medium gripe with it. But it basically follows Loki in an alternate universe take where he runs into multiple versions of himself. I liked it quite a bit. I think it's a. It's definitely the best series out of all the Disney Plus series, you know. But I think it was good nonetheless. Dungeon Busters in chat, welcome on in, Dungeon. Thanks for joining. I didn't see you sneak in there again.
Freak says I rewatched The Defenders and I realized that what a dick Tony Stark was in Civil War. It's like, Freak, you don't know half of it. I mean, he was butthurt because. Bucky killed his parents when he didn't really because he wasn't himself. But he still wanted to bust him for it.
Yeah, but you can. I guess I can understand that, Eric. I mean, would you not understand that?
He broke up his friendship with Captain America
for, right,
even
right.
though he was in the wrong.
There's no question Tony Stark was a dick, man. There were adults with superpowers in the same city, and he goes to the teenager for help.
Civil
yeah.
Civil War could have been avoided by Tony not being a complete asshole.
That's true, too. Dungeon says, the ending to Loki was disappointing for me, but the series as a whole was fun. I like the end. Okay, Dungeon. I understand what you're saying. The villain reveal at the end is really good, I think. I think it's a perfect transition to, like, a big villain. Other than, if you weren't going to do something like Doctor Doom again or Galactus or something like that, then Kang, you know, spoilers, Kang is the big deal. And there will be a season two, as Eric alluded to earlier. But I like it. I think it was good series. It was a lackluster ending, I will say, Dungeon, but I think it sets things up nicely for.
Also, Tony Stark is like super fascist because that's he didn't think his little Jarvis idea was wrong, was like messed up in Age of Ultron. It's like, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they should have went with it.
But what could possibly go wrong with my idea?
You know, in the comic books, it was Ant-Man that created.
Oh, that's what Civil War should have been about. Tony just being a complete fool yeah. with that whole scenario.
Well, I mean, in fairness, he's dead now. So, you know. Okay. Let's see. So, Loki, I'm giving an 8 out of 10. I think it's the best series that Marvel has to date. You know, I'm looking forward to season two. I think they can go quite a long ways with it. You know, the comic books are inspiration, and there's inspiration all over in the comic books. So, you know, there's plenty of room to go there. All right, now my second, and Eric, you can chime in here because I think you have a review for this as well. Is A Quiet Place Part Two. If you don't want spoilers again, now's your warning. Please leave. I'll try not to spoil as much as I can, but I rather enjoyed Quiet Place 2. The ending is to me, it ended suddenly. And
I think they were setting up a sequel. Cause...
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. My only issue with Quiet Place 2, it basically picks up after Quiet Place 1, where Emily Blunt is now leading her three kids through a perilous journey. You know, the monsters are sound sensitive, so you can't make any sound, really. They end up hooking up with a former friend, Cillian Murphy's character, who lost his family in the whole debacle. And the way that it ends, Eric, I think, like I said, is awful sudden, but you're right. I think they're leaving it open for a big sequel. There's plenty of money to be made in that franchise, for sure. Dungeon says he's definitely looking forward to season two of Loki. Yeah, I am too, man. I think there's a lot to do. Freak Fight says, I can't remember which movie it was. I think Iron Man 2. Tony was making an argument against giving the government his Iron Man suits, and that argument was basically Steve's argument. I know, Freak Fight.
The whole first Iron Man was like his rival pointing out that he made like the strongest weapon ever, even though he tried to stop being a weapons manufacturer. Because of the thing that happened in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And you think he would have, like, maybe not have given technology to Rhodey and the military so that they could do their bullshit in other countries.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, back to Quiet Place 2. I think it was a perfect sequel other than that jarring ending, Eric. Like two events happen, right? I don't want to spoil the very end, but two events happen and then it's over. Credits roll, you know, but I think what you're saying is right, Eric. They're setting it up for a bigger third part. So it basically follows like the family splits up, like the little, I guess you can't even call her a little girl, but the young lady kind of splits off because she's looking for what her father was kind of pointing out, that there was like a radio station somewhere or something. And Cillian Murphy's character follows after her. And of course she's stuck because I don't know if you remember the first one, but she got a big nail through her foot. So it's really hard for her to walk and stuff. So she couldn't chase after her daughter as quick as Cillian Murphy's character could. So it just basically there's two branching stories that kind of lead to the same spot at the same exact time. you know, narratively wise anyways. And I don't know, Eric, what'd you think of Quiet Place 2?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the monster design is great. The monsters remind me sort of the Demogorgons in Stranger Things, but a little more refined and slightly scarier, in my opinion. Like, they're super fast. Like, they're almost as fast as a car. Like, they can jump long distances. So these things are, you know, kind of scary. And at the beginning, they I don't know if they almost gave an explanation of what happened, but some type of meteor, could have been a ship, you know, kind of crashed into the earth.
Is the whole planet covered in these things, or is it just the country?
That's a good question. That's a good question, Eric. Nobody knows. But they can be killed by conventional means. You can shoot them in the head, and they're dead. But they're just way too fast for that shit. So I'm giving Quiet Place 2 a 9 out of 10. I thought it was an excellent sequel that was almost as good as the first one. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to give it a 9.
Yeah. So I think we both agree on that. I'm going to hold my Black Widow review for next week. Maybe Eric will get a chance to watch it in that time. But I will say I disagree slightly with Weiland. Weiland said it was kind of garbage. I didn't think it was garbage. I just didn't think it was consequential.
I didn't see his tweet. Or maybe you have to refresh the page. I don't know.
But I think it's worth watching for sure. It adds a little depth to Black Widow's character, which was the main flaw.
You're talking about what he was talking about last week. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to refrain on talking about that till next week. Dungeon says it was okay, but not great. Yeah, see, Dungeon, it didn't hit that level of greatness I expect from Marvel movies. You know, at least, you know, in terms of grandeur. But, you know. Whatever. Dungeon says one of the major character changes was like WTF. I know what you're talking about. I'll talk about it next week, Dungeon. That is a major disappointment for me. But we'll talk about it next week. To finish off my trifecta, which has not been done on RP Grinders, I am now reviewing a game. Final Fantasy VII Remake. I got a chance to finish that over the week. And my, oh my, what a game. It's a great game, great remake. I like the old school turn-based stuff, so I wish there was kind of a mode for that. It's more of an action RPG now. But it gives a lot of context to what happened in the game. Again, this is only Midgar, so it's only the very first part of... Eric, do you think this is going to be split up into three games or two?
Three or four.
Yeah, I'm thinking three or four, too. You know,
I don't think they'll necessarily cover the entirety of the original game because they're heavily implying that things are going to change drastically from here on out.
Yeah. I liked it. I do have one major issue with the game, and it knocks quite a bit down for me. The consequences were not that great in the first game. Like there's no... Like, I didn't feel like, I mean, one character die, or two characters, quote-unquote, die. One ends up coming back at the end.
Well, sort of. I mean, that might have been another timeline.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's really weird the way that they did it. I don't remember those events happening in the original the way that they did in that. Maybe I'm
not, that's the point. It's a different timeline, so things are different.
Yeah. So.
But it is an excuse for them to look at mistakes they made in the past and rectify them.
Yeah. The tracks were cool. That's one thing, Dungeon. The music was amazing, for sure. I like collecting all the music. I only missed, on my first run, I only missed two tracks. I don't know where I missed them. And I only missed two missions, like two side quest things. So I thought that was pretty good for my first run. But I don't know. The stakes didn't seem that high to me in the first game. So maybe that'll get ramped up in the second game. Like there was, I never really felt like there was any real peril for any of the characters except at the very, very end. And
even, the arbiters were making sure that didn't happen.
I understand, and that's why I'm saying that's part of the problem that I had with this first game.
It's like Nora was he made a story where he made the Arbiters basically the Final Fantasy VII purists who don't want anything to change.
Yeah, and
you're like, fuck off, we're gonna kill you.
I did. I guess that the only other problem I had was at the very end. There's a couple of mission. Oh, that's okay. There you go, Dungeon. I was just about ready to get into that. He says I'm not a fan of the highway chases with the motorcycle.
Well, it wasn't on the original either. So
yeah, that was really jarring, Dungeon. Like when I went through.
Did they make it just as bad as the original?
Yeah, I'm sailing through the game, right? Like I'm having no issues whatsoever. I fight every boss. I'm kicking so much ass in that game, and I'm enjoying my time in it because it's very rare that you have a game where you just feel like a total badass. I felt like a total badass from start to finish. Even when I was forced to play other characters I didn't want to play, like I still had full control over what I was doing and felt good. But when I got to those missions, I said,
you Eric, can skip them on a replay.
Okay, Eric, let me finish before. I felt like the difficulty curve was way too high on those things, man. Like, yes, they don't give you a tutorial, but they tell you what to do, and it's not like it's rocket science or anything, but it's just a little jarring. Like, the entire game you're playing a certain way, and then you have to go through these motorcycle sequences, and then you're like, oh, shit, what do I do here? And I can only do one kind of special move, the spinning motorcycle thing that basically does a little more damage, but takes a lot longer.
You can hold L1 and press triangle to do a gale slash.
Oh, I forgot about that one, too. I learned that one at the very end, and that was actually kind of helpful, especially with that big tank boss thing. But I don't know. I just thought that was just like a wishy-washy part of the game. Dungeon says, when the last one came up, I wish so much that there was a skip button, but no, I have to use this dumb motorcycle. I know, Dungeon. I did not enjoy that. That was the only part of the game that I really didn't enjoy. But other than that,
if you're going for 100% trophies, you could skip that on a hard mode run.
Yeah, but anyways, other than that, I thought it was a fine game. If you remember, for some of the old school grinder people, like the people that are in chat right now, Dungeon and Freak and some of the others in there, maybe I don't know if Wyland's in there, but we used to talk about at the very beginning of the show when the point was when we would see gameplay that equaled the CG movie type stuff from the original disc, like the PS1 and the PS2 disc. I think we've reached that point now. Like, I can solidly say, like, there wasn't much of a difference between the FMVs in Final Fantasy VII and the actual gameplay that you're playing. So we are definitely at the point now where we're there, and I'm happy about that. Like, I never before have I, not even like Final Fantasy X or 13 or any of the Final Fantasies, that I ever feel like we were at the quality of those FMVs. I think right now, Eric, we are definitely at that point where like the in-game engine is every bit as good as the FMV stuff that they're producing for the Final Fantasy game. So, I don't know. What's your feeling on that, Eric?
No, most of the time, they're not even using FMVs.
Yeah, I know. But they did use FMVs. But it was hard to tell the difference between, the FMVs and the actual in-game engine.
Well, you can tell because the frame rate's still, like, 24.
Yeah, that you can tell. But I'm saying, other than that, like, graphic-wise, like, it's almost, you know, like, there's not much difference, Eric. Like, I think it just looks fantastic. I think we're at that point where, you know, we're at that point where the old-school FMV time is now in-game. So I was thoroughly impressed with more than what I thought, because I wasn't a huge fan of the original Final Fantasy VII. I know it's like one of those seminal games that everybody points to and stuff like that, but I thought it was slightly overrated in the Final Fantasy series. I'm definitely important game for sure, but now that I'm playing it this way, I think it's great, And other than those end sequences and a couple little tiny minor.
Another big problem with the original Final Fantasy VII was that localization was so damn.
Yeah,
bad.
The localization was terrible. But I don't know. And the other little minor issue I had was some of the voice acting was pretty wonky. Like Barrett, I didn't think did a great job with his voice acting. Of course, the script was probably the problem.
Like I said, it's like they got better as the game goes along.
Yeah, but it still wasn't.
They didn't
great.
Bother doing retakes for earlier scenes.
Yeah, overall, I don't think it was great. But other than that, I think it was fine. I'm giving it a 9 out of 10. I think it's I think it is one for the ages. I wish they would have, I don't know, maybe included like a little bit more content. I know they have that DLC that I haven't played yet, but I just wish there would have been a little more.
I will say the Baird voice actor is better than the Baird voice actor from Advent Children.
Yeah. Yeah, not by much though. I mean, I thought he was the weakest link. I will say Tifa is one of the best looking video game characters I've ever seen in my life in this game. It, I hate that it has to take like, you know, the females being dressed up in like mini skirts and shit like that. I mean, the year's 2021.
I kind of hate how red her eyes are though. It looks too unnatural.
I kind of like it, man.
Tone it down a bit.
No, I liked it. I liked that a lot, actually. I think that's, I don't know, I just thought that character model was absolutely gorgeous, and I really enjoyed, like, almost all the character models, man. They did a really good job with everything in that game, man, mostly. Like I said, the voice acting aside, a little bit of voice acting problems, a couple of sequences, but other than that, I
like the attention to detail, like when your characters get turned into frogs.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
A little sword.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. When that first happened to me, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Did I just all of a sudden switch characters? It was kind of weird, but it was still cool. You could still attack with your tongue and stuff after that. But no, it was a pretty good game, and challenge level was right where I needed it to be. I could probably do it on normal and be just fine as well. But I give it a 9 out of 10. I thought it was pretty good. I forgot what you gave it, Eric. I think you gave it a 9.5.
Full score.
Oh yeah, you did. I give it a 9. I think there was enough room for improvement that I'm looking forward to the next game for sure. So there we go. That's my take on that. Let's see. That's our reviews. Let's move on. I'm still hoping Break gets in here. I don't know what's going on here. Let me check my Twitter, make sure that Break didn't poor Break, man. Fucking Skype has given him issues. We'll sit tight for him, but let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Almost making the case for doing a show on Discord stronger.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Eric. You know, if we get Break in here, we'll do his stinkos as well. But let's go with your stinko of the week.
My stinko is Break solving problems.
Yeah, I know. Mine too. But all right.
And also, we have to say farewell to Richard Donner, who passed away last week.
Yeah, Richard Donner directed Lethal Weapon, Superman, of course. I mean, there's a plethora of movies that I don't have time in the show to list all the movies that Richard Donner has done, but those are some big notable ones for sure. But yeah, it's a shame. He was 80 years old. What do you remember Richard Donner the most from, Eric?
Goonies.
Oh yeah, the Goonies. That's right. Freak says he might replay Final Fantasy VII Remake. Yeah, it's worth a replay for sure. Freak 5. I got to go back and do a couple of missions and get a couple of discs, and then I'll finish up with trophies, I think. There's a few more things I can do, but... All right, anything else, Eric?
No, that's it.
Okay, is MXT still in chat? I doubt it. He usually bolts out of here, like, super fast. Yeah, MXT, are you still in chat? If you are, he talked about... Oh my God! Freak Five says my sister finally nominated me for Employee of the Quarter, and I didn't win. Well, that's because you're not employee of the month material, Freak Five. You know, you got to step up your game.
No, it's because he is employee of the month material. So if you're employee of the month, you don't deserve employee of the quarter because there's something better than that.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Fans at games, like tonight, MXT said that WWE's bringing fans back in, and that, you know, it is kind of exciting because we've had a year and a half of, you know, sporting events without fans, and that part is exciting to see fans at games and cheering and booing and stuff like that is a part of, you know, it makes things exciting. And but there's a problem. There's a big problem that everybody's going to have to face here real soon, and that's, I mean, we're still in the age of COVID, man. Like, I read something that less than 50% of the American population, I think it's around 40%, is actually vaccinated. And that's not enough for herd immunity. And there's different things, you know. Oh, by the way, the phone lines are open. Freak 5, if you want to call in, actually now would be a good time to help out the show. You guys can talk with Eric about stuff while I take care of some business. But if you want to call in, then great. I just have a problem with it because, like, there's too many variants. Like, the Delta variant is super contagious, and even beyond that is the Lambda variant, which I'm really afraid about. I know that the vaccines that I've taken are good for the Delta variant, based on the information I've gotten from various sources online and otherwise. But the Lambda variant, I don't think that this vaccine is going to hold up against it. I could be wrong, but, you know, and the race to get a vaccine for that one might be a lot harder because it's mutated too much. So I'm really afraid for that. I mean, it's good to see fans at football games and wrestling events and stuff like that. But, I don't know. I just think that, you know, I just think that, having fans at games right now at a time like this is probably not the right thing. So that's my stinko of the week. You know, and that's just how it is. You know, it might be a short show, Eric. I don't want to do the tournament without Breakman. So, unless Freak wants to call in and talk to you about some free for all stuff, I think that might do it. After our next segment here, but anything else that you got on Stinko's, Eric?
Japan, just thinking that it could still do the Olympic Games.
Yeah, I know. I think they should just cancel it this time around. And
hell, we should cancel the committee that, like, determines whether or not people get to compete, because they've been banning some people for some language that doesn't sound racist, but it's totally racist.
Yeah. Well, and also, like,
their claims are ridiculous.
They're banning people from participating, and Freak 5 says he doesn't feel like calling in. Okay, I appreciate that, Freak 5, you son of a bitch. I don't have a Sweeto this week, and I don't think you do either, Eric. So, I don't know. I think we might end up cutting out early today and do a supersized show next week. What do you say, Eric?
Yeah.
All right. I think that's going to do it, man. Let's do your plugs, and then we'll get out of here.
You can find me on bostonbashbrigade.com and the feed, where I do reviews or audio reviews, respectively, for games. And if you like what I've written or made an audio review of, you can support me on Patreon. And the link to that is in my Twitter profile, which is at ArcRPG. Or you can just go to Patreon and type my name in. So I'm writing reviews and making videos. Well, I haven't made a video, and I probably won't for a while, but that's the aim. I'm trying to get to that point. But I guess I'm doing these audio reviews to make up for that. But I think it might be the format that it might be the go-to format for me for a while. So I can't motivate myself to write anymore.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, LOL, earlier this week, a coworker called me a motherfucker. I said, my wife is a mother, so that is factually accurate. What about Sweetos? I just explained, Freak 5, neither I or Eric have a Sweeto this week. So, and without break, you know, so if you want to tell us yours, you know, put it in there and I'll let everybody know what your Sweeto was, Freak 5, before we end the show. My Twitter handle is at Frank Branches if you want to follow me on there. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. And if you want to follow the show and send in Breakman questions, at RP Grinders on Twitter, and we will make sure and give you a shout out. Make sure you go see Quiet Place 2. It's really good. All right, Freak Fives, let us know. What's your Sweeto? What else? What else do I want to plug? Watch Loki. Loki's a ton of fun. There are some flaws to it that I explained in my review. Yeah, play Final Fantasy VII Remake. I think it's a really excellent...
I might just forego news next week so we can... Because I'm going to have a lot of reviews I'm going to do.
Okay, that's fine.
And we have to do more in the tournament because of this week.
Yeah. Freak Fight says the Democrats in Texas leaving the state so the Republicans can't vote on some shitty laws. That is a great... I think that's a great thing that they did. I think the governor, Abbott in Texas, is a piece of shit for wanting to arrest those guys. I mean, I still think the Democrats are pieces of shit for a bunch of reasons, Freak Five. But maybe we'll talk about that next week because that's super important. But, you know, thanks for bringing that up. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We really appreciate it on this short version of RP Grinders. You know, hopefully Breakman's Skype will act better next week and everything will be A-okay. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Thanks, everybody in chat. Thanks to Freak Five Chaos, of course. Dungeon was in there, MXT was in there, another TV viewer, and Commander Root. Thank you all so much. We really appreciate you guys helping us out. Hopefully next week will be a little bit longer super show. So that's about it. Anything else, Eric?
No.
All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.